1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The Carter Center says celebrations for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died today at age 96, will take place in 1 week. CBS's Nora O'Donnell takes a look back at a legacy Carter helped build with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter had a partnership that was extraordinary for a president and first lady. The Carters' bond was deep, both in private and in politics.
Could Jimmy Carter have been elected president without Rosalynn Carter?
Well, I don't like to think he could.
She spoke her mind to her husband, and he valued her advice. She sat in on cabinet meetings, a first, and took the heat for it.
It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what he does. We're going to be criticized. You just have to have confidence.
Former President Trump gets an endorsement from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We need Donald J. Trump back as our president of the United States of America.
Trump showed up to an event with Abbott near the border. It's about to be the Thanksgiving rush. CBS's Reed Cowan.
For travelers not willing to pay for pricey flights, gas prices nationwide are down from last year, averaging $3.31 a gallon.
For these big holidays, taking the automobile is the number one mode of transportation. It's also the most economical for families.
No matter how you make it to the Thanksgiving table, the cost of the traditional dinner is 4.5% lower, which takes the sting out of getting there.
100% worth it.
Israel says it's discovered a tunnel system beneath Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza, where troops have conducted a major operation. Israel Defense Forces spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says the operation is still ongoing days later.
The Israel Defense Forces has a moral obligation to bring everyone of our hostages home. We will not rest until we do.
Monday marks 25 years since the creation of the International Space Station, the first bus-sized component launched from Kazakhstan in 1998. Our space consultant Bill Harwood with a look back.
It's given NASA and its partners a chance to gain experience building large structures in weightlessness, and that's expected to pay off down the road in future missions to Mars and other deep space targets.
What would J-Law do? The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, topped the box office in its first weekend in theaters. It brought in $44 million, but that's a new low for the franchise. When Jennifer Lawrence was in it, it would typically open with more than $100 million in sales. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through, is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 30 overnight under overcast skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, 45. 32 tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dom, it's a happy hour, the Friday edition, airing of the grievances, not only allowed, it's encouraged this hour, and I got a pair of Badger football tickets for the game in Madison tomorrow night, 6:30 kickoff, Nebraska, the Cornhuskers coming to town. My Badgers trying to become bowl eligible, Dom. It's,
yeah, how's that working out?
If they win tomorrow, they're bowl eligible. It'd be just
all right,
fine.
All right.
We can, you know, still have a respectable season. And I got two tickets, not season tickets, just one game only, in Section W. Those are pretty good. Those are like on the 10-yard line down towards the fieldhouse end. And this hour, if you want them, let Aaron know. He's lightly screening your calls at 844-967-2789. Give him a good story or something. But unfortunately, Dom, we've already turned to Badger basketball coverage in four different markets.
Oh, no.
And the Bucks tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. So we are getting preempted all around the state of Wisconsin.
I saw the line, just for the record, Curdy. Badger is giving up 6 at home tomorrow.
Giving up 6? I will not be taking that action.
Yeah.
No, thank you. The initial
call
line,
the comeback, Curdy.
The initial line was Badgers by 4.5. I had a giggle. That was coming off their getting their asses handed to them last weekend. But this weekend's going to be different, Dom.
It's a whole new weekend. A whole new day, Curdy.
Well, let's hope so. It's a whole new Saturday. So, two tickets. Let Aaron know if you want them, and you got to have a good, interesting take or story or grievance or something. You got to earn them. Little something for the effort, you know?
A little something.
And we got Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. Fine. Jolly good fellow. Mike Clemens going to give us a little sports update here at 5:30 today, Dom, calling in. I bet, well, let's see, Bucks at home? No, they're at Charlotte. So, I bet he's probably getting gearing up for a Packer game. You know, Packers go off this weekend as well. And then we got to turn it around on Thursday on Thanksgiving against the Detroit Lions.
Oh, uh-oh, Curdy. I don't want to ruin your day, man. Lions are going to be tough.
Well, here's the good news. Daytime game. If you're in Milwaukee, please consider listening on 1400 AM WRJN. Racine, Kenosha, you can grab us on the FMs, 99.9, 98.1 FM. But we got the Packers down on the flagship this weekend. They got the Badgers tonight, tomorrow night, and the Badger hockey team ranked number one in the nation. They're playing tonight as well. I don't even know if that one's being broadcast. We are jammed up with sports around here.
How about women's volleyball? I mean, they're top of the nation too, right?
They're not number one, but both men's and women's hockey are currently number one. I don't know, like 20 years ago, since the Badgers were number one, the Badger men's team, that is a rapid improvement for that Badgers men's team. They have not been so good. So that's been encouraging as well, Dom. And yes, the female volleyball team, the lady volleyball team, oh my God, they're damn good. I watched that Nebraska match, and I watched, you know, I think I might be the problem, because I watched a little of the, I watched all of the Nebraska and a little of the Penn State, and they lost that night. And they've only got two losses on the season. I saw both of,
come on, man,
those losses. Team, I'm a jinx. I'm a cooler, Dom. What'd I do? Dom, what about the politicking? the grievances.
844-967-2789. Well, there's a couple of pieces out there. We'll get to them. Dana Milbank at the Washington Post, perhaps. But let's get some callers in, man, with the callers' air of the grievances. Tom from L.A., the leftist coast. Tom, happy Friday, man. What do you got for us
today?
How
are you doing, Tom?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Actually, I'm going to go out drinking tonight, so it should be fun. Anyway, we the people ultimately are the government. And again, the reason I say that is because it doesn't matter if you're on the left or the right. It is about we the people, and it's about all of us being involved in our government and not about the billionaire class buying our government and buying our politicians to do what they want them to do. Also, people really need to remember the one thing with Will Hendricks and Scott Walker, and when she said, how can we make this into a red state? And he said, we're going to use a plan, which is a plan that they used it back in Germany in the 30s, which was divide and conquer. And just remember, they're going to do everything they can to try to divide even the progressives from people that might be more middle of the road, you know, what have you. They're going to do whatever they can, the Republicans and the Russian bots and any of the social media that's out there is going to do what it can to divide up even a little bit. And I would just really, really use as a warning to everybody, not a warning, but definitely something to think about, that if you want to have like Hamas has in Gaza, then that's where you have no government. That's when you have bad government. That's when you have authoritarians like they do in Israel right now with Benjamin Netanyahu. That's what happens to the whole place. It all basically starts to get burnt to the ground. So please, everybody, vote for democracy. Don't vote for authoritarianism. Don't vote for one person. Vote for we the people.
I agree with most of your sentiments. Tom, let me ask you, legalize marijuana.
All right.
If Joe Biden threw it out there, would that change the entire elective outcome? Don't you think that would just crest Joe on a blue wave?
I do believe it would, yes.
Here's the other part. I know we'd like to associate the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, the Wankinator, with, let's say, Hitler, the whole divide and conquer concept. But, you know, I find earlier references all the way back to like Julius Caesar. That's sort of an old concept in both war and politics. Divide and conquer. I think that precedes the wanker and Hitler and probably a lot of us. That's an older concept than Hitler.
I would agree with you on that one as well. I just know that the good people of Wisconsin and the people there in the rural areas where I'm from, in that rural area of Wisconsin, that, you know, we're not supposed to be about dividing people. We're supposed to be about coming together. It's about helping your neighbor out if, it, you know, the barn is blown over from a windstorm. Or it's about, you know, helping your neighbor if, you know, someone's sick, you bring them chicken soup. You know, things like that. That's what Wisconsin is about. And I would just really, really just say to all the people in the rural areas and in the suburban areas that, look, don't let Wisconsin become a divide and conquer state like it had under the previous governor. Start looking at it like, how can we help each other and how it is that we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we just need to do what is in the best return on investment for we, the people. And, you know, I don't have a problem with people like Gary and people like that. I totally vehemently disagree with them. But I don't think he's a bad guy. I'm sure he'd be fun to have a beer with and actually have a conversation with.
Gary wouldn't buy your beer.
Done before with some of these guys.
Tom, Gary shorts you on the beer. Let me ask you.
Then forget him if that's the case. Yeah, I'd buy him one.
in that same vein, CJ and I have plans on Monday evening next to lock ourselves in a room and record the conversation, Tom. And if worthy, it's going to play out on the radio, maybe over the Thanksgiving holiday, just to prove that, you know, even the D-bag of the year 2022 is a human being underneath it all. And Tom, I think you're going to be shocked when you hear the humanity in CJ. And if I'm wrong, I'll eat my turkey.
Just don't let him say the word border. Don't let him say the word inflation. Make some rules up that he can't just do the talking points.
I'm not talking about issues that are pertinent in Wisconsin. I'm not going to argue Biden versus Trump. There's no way I'm going to have that argument and waste my night.
Good luck with that one, Crudy. Because
here's the thing. How can you exclude inflation? How can you exclude the border? These are issues.
I'm just kidding. I just know when they call Earl's show that those are usually the main talking points. Whatever it was last night on Fox News or right wing hate radio all day long, you know, that's usually what they're throwing up.
Tom, we'll leave that on the cutting room floor. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna bore you with such. When we get to the good stuff,
let me ask you a question, Tom.
Then we'll play it.
Tom, yeah. Let me ask you. I know you're always on message on the We the People, and you know I got the tat, man. You know I'm down with that. But a lot of the people don't engage, Tom. You know we don't keep ourselves abreast of the issues. Or, you know, and you know everyone's got you know their self interest in mind. They got to take care of themselves. They got to work. They got family. They got kids, et cetera, et cetera. How do we get people to engage on a more regular basis? I mean, going to a Trump rally is not necessarily engaging in self-governance. You know what I'm saying? How do we make it more palatable and engaging for those that would, you know, if you don't engage, it's easy to say, well, screw all that, screw them. This never works for me anyway. You know, because when you do that, you got to take a little bit of responsibility then, Tom. How do we make people do that? How do we encourage 100%. People to do that?
100%. And I think one thing the American people really need to understand is, you know, are they just tired? Are they just like, you know, don't want to have people make decisions in their best interest? They want to just have a authoritarian king, you know, make all their decisions? I mean, they really need to ask themselves that question, because in all honesty, that's why we broke away from England.
They don't remember the breaking away from the England and the Tea Party. You know, they think they're being patriotic by wiping feces on the U.S. Capitol walls because their guy said it was rigged. Tom, hope you're well, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Mark. And party on, Cowboys. Going out tonight, he said. Tom, I am also going to party this weekend. And I got a pair of Learfield tickets for the Badger game against Nebraska. We'll give them away in the next segment. Call now.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, giving away some Wisconsin Badger football tickets for tomorrow night, 844-967-2789.
Tom, we got a couple of competing callers, so we're going to pit them against each other. the preferred take. You know, it's arbitrary criteria, but between these next two callers, whoever's got a better, funnier, more clever take, grievance, you know, we're randomly judging here, but let's see. Lynn has been on longer, so we're going to start with Lynn. You get first take, 844-967-2789. We'll try to take a few of these. Lynn, I know you want the ticket, so be clever. Give us a great grievance here on a Friday.